Yeah, I mean, we went down the road to a very good football team, and we didn't play as well as them. I mean, it's fairly simple. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of nuance when it comes to schematics and personnel decisions and coaching decisions and play calling. But we also just didn't make the plays when we needed to, and they did. I think that we got outplayed, we got outcoached, and we obviously didn't handle being on the road in a tough environment and playing against a good team as well as we needed to. And excited that we have the opportunity to go ahead and regroup and kind of figure out who we are this week.
First question is more from Kevin Treslaney. Good morning, Tres.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Ryan, did you guys come out of this one thinking it was more a matter of you needed to do things better or you needed to do things differently against Richmond?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, I think the plan was okay. I think the way that the game flowed, I think I said it, if I didn't say it here, I probably said it on the, on my radio show at some point. I remember answering the question about, what are the keys to winning? I think that when you play a team like Richmond that's sound, solid on offense and then really good on defense, you really have to worry about flow of the game and, maintaining a good flow and not turning the ball over. And obviously something we've done really well is not turn the ball over. We did it, early in the game, in the red area. It wasn't the red zone technically, but in the, ball inside the 30. And then we obviously didn't stay on schedule. All of a sudden we were down two scores, then down three scores. And that's not the way to maintain a tight game. You at that point are, probably playing catch up a little too much against the defense that's built to make you drive the field and built to not give up explosives and try to keep you one dimensional, and they did. And so I think a little bit of both, Kev. I think we, we probably could have had a better plan going in, and then possibly had a better made better adjustments when we were in the game. And then we also had plays available to make, and we didn't execute them, especially as well as Richmond did execute their plays and their one-on-one battles and their the times that they had the opportunity to make one, they made it, and we didn't.
Thanks, Ryan.
You got it.
Next question for Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, if every game's a learning experience, what do you hope your guys learned on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big takeaways are the ones that we always try to harp on, is the foundational elements of our program haven't changed. The ways that we want to continue to get better hasn't changed. And I think the thing that does sometimes happen when you're 6-0, is it's human nature to let some of the little things slide. It's human nature to have a lens and perspective that's a little bit different when you're winning, and a couple of the things that might be taken for granted, or go through the motions here and there. And I think we're a very good practice team, but I think we obviously could practice with a little better intention. And then I think, winning is hard. I think that's the big lesson, right? I mean, it's not just something that's going to happen. We have to make it happen. And that's the decision that we have to make right now. We're at an inflection point in our season, and we have to make sure that in order to go 1-0, on a Saturday night this week, we have to do the right things this week during practice and off the field, and make sure that we're taking care of each other and taking care of the details and the things that we need to get better at.
There's a one school of thought that an occasional loss isn't the worst thing in the world to get your guys' attention. But the other thought is that there's nothing you can't learn, that you can't learn from a win even better, right?
Yeah, well, I think, obviously both of those are probably coach speak. To be honest, you're probably right on the former. It's one thing to make corrections after a win, and those are easier corrections to make, but they're not always listened to as well as they are after a loss. And so I think there's a balance there. It's not something we root for, but we better make sure that we learn from it and we get better from it, or else it's going to happen again. And I think that's the key, is there's not a real choice, and you're not choosing whether or not to prepare or listen or learn or get better, or practice hard. You're choosing whether or not you want to win. I mean, that's winning takes what it takes. It takes really hard work, preparation. And so that's what we're choosing to do this week. We're either choosing to win or we're choosing not to win. And so that's how we have to prepare this week.
Next question from Mark Singleton. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Ryan. Mark Singleton from the Albany Times Union. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, and I'm sure you've been asked this, so pardon me if I'm being repetitive here, but how do you go about keeping your guys focused and motivated every week when you don't have that reward of postseason play waiting at the end of the season?
Yeah, I have answered it a few times, and I have no problem answering it again. I do think it's almost maybe easier, and I didn't expect that, Mark. So it's been a pleasant surprise, and I think the reason I say that is, we don't have those distractions of those, what's going to happen after the season, who what might our playoff hopes be, what might our seeds be if we are in the playoffs, and those kinds of things don't really matter as much when it comes down to, we get an opportunity to kind of get better week to week and just go 1-0. Each week's kind of our Super Bowl. It's the last time we're going to play Albany for a while, and it's the last time, we're going to play the team after that for a while. And so we have the opportunity to, kind of take it one step at a time. And I think it's really helped us focus and maintain some direction.
Great, thanks very much.
You got it.
Brian, oh, you got a follow-up from Kevin? Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Hey, Ryan, I was just wondering how healthy Marcus Yarns is. I mean, I know you guys were in a situation, where you had to kind of maybe throw the ball more than you would have liked to, but he didn't have a whole ton of touches down there on Saturday. What's the situation with him?
Good question. He's healthy, and that is a probably a systematic failure to not get him enough touches in the game. And so that's I think we could, those things sometimes get away from you as the games do, and all of a sudden you're in the game and you're play calling, and when you look back on it, it's like, well, we probably should have got 21 and 27 the ball in their hands a little bit more. And it's not always easy when they're stopping the run well and you're trying not to, you're trying to get chunk plays. But a lot of times those guys getting involved gives you chunk plays, just handing them the ball. And so, it's one thing that obviously you look at in retrospect and say, I wish I got the ball to those guys a little bit more. Those two, it's good to have JoJo back out there, and he's a guy that, you'd like to get touches throughout a game to make sure that they can, you give them three or four, one or two of them are going to probably be an X play at some point. And, that's, I think his health is fine. I mean, he's dealing with some stuff, and he'll continue to deal with that probably. I don't think it's something that, is going to go away from him for him. But he was healthy, and we do plan on getting him some more touches.
Thanks, Ryan.
You got it.
Next question, Ryan from Dan Steen Cameron. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Coach Carty, not to harp too much on Richmond closing this one out, but how impressed are you coming away with? I know you're focused on your team, but when you're watching back the game Saturday, how impressed are you with the way Richmond tackled and then on its offensive end, how well Richmond moved the ball?
Yeah, well, I knew how good they were on defense, and I'd said that to you guys, and I made sure that everybody knew that, because they are, and that was not a settling effect of hoping. I certainly think we could have scored more points on them and should have, and we didn't, but they made us earn it. And I think there's no doubt that that's one of the better defenses in the conference, probably in the nation. I think they're talented. They're extremely good tackling, like you said, and they don't give up the big play. They make plays on the out wide. The 50-50 balls, were not 50-50 for us. We caught a couple and didn't catch a lot more. And then on the flip side, that was probably what impressed me more, was they kind of put it all together. I know it was after a bye week, and they had some time to scheme us up, and those things all are great, but they made the plays when they had to, and they made throws and catches that were really outstanding. Couple of really hard runs, moving the pile when they needed to. And I've just been really, I was really impressed with how well they were coached, and then how well they showed up. They needed a big win against a team that was coming in undefeated, and they played better than us.
Brian, before I let you go, just your thoughts on Albany on Saturday, some of the challenges they present.
Yeah, a similar amount of challenges on defense, very different in the back end, play to play. They mix it up. They vary the looks. Really good at getting to the quarterback. They forced 11 fumbles on the season, and it's something that obviously we preach a lot, and we want to make sure that we're really good at. But they've proven to be really good at it. Offensively, they have firepower. and have the ability to go, you know, put up a lot of points. And they haven't always put it together, it seems. But you can see the flashes there, and you can see the fact that, you know, on a day where, you know, you're going to have to really work play after play to make sure that you're sound and disciplined against them, because they will certainly be able to put up points on us. So, you know, as we get going, we have to continue to be good at all three phases. We have to do the things that are important for us, that we know are going to lead to wins and staying competitive. And hopefully our home crowd can help us out as well on homecoming.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time here today, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.